Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadiches Omud Beis. And we begin at the very top, and we start Simen Samach Hei, which deals with a person who comes into shul, and they're reading Kriya Shema, what should he do? Or if there's interruptions during the Kriya Shema, what happens? So the Mechaber starts off talking about the second part of, that we just said, Shehifsik B'Shasa Kriya. And the Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, Kiroa Sirugin, if a person reads it in what's called Sirugin. What is Sirugin? The Mechaber himself explains, Dainu Shehischil L'Kros V'Hifsik. He started to read and then he stopped. So Sirugin would be essentially with pauses. Bein B'Shtika, whether these pauses are silence, he paused, or Bein B'Dibur, or his pause was he spoke in between any matter, the Chazer Gemara, and then he continued reading it after the pause of silence or after the interruption that he spoke to someone else. Afilu Shokadei Ligmor is Kula. And the Mechaber says, even if this pause, this break or interruption, was long enough that he could have finished from, as we'll see, it means from the very start to the very end, the amount of time that it takes that individual person to have read the Kriya Shema, he paused the long enough time for that. Nevertheless, Yotze, he still is Yotze, his Kriya Shema in this situation. And the Mechaber concludes, and he says, Afilu hayo ha-hefsik machmas onis. And this is true, even if the hefsik was due to extenuating circumstances beyond his control. So, this is what the Mechaber says over here. A pause of any of duration of time, even if it's greater than when the time that you would have said the entire Kriya Shema is acceptable, even if that pause interruption was due to some onus, some extenuating circumstances. We'll explain why that's a chiddush for an extenuating circumstances as opposed to if he did it on purpose. So now we did a mouthful. Let's look at the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says, and he starts off and he says, this pause is whether ben was b'shtika, ben b'dibur, whether it was silence, a pause, or whether it was an interruption with speaking. And the Mishneh Berurah says, afilu imsoch b'mezit, sivkot na'alef, he writes, even if you interrupt it on purpose, the osur is there, even though it's wrong and he did an isur, even in this situation, only has to go back to the place where he's paused. This is true. This is true even if it was in the middle of the bracha. The same din applies if he talked in the middle of Hallel, or in the reading of the Megillah, or Birkas HaMazon, or any other, quote, long bracha, as opposed to a short bracha, which Dirsha footnote number one brings down, where it's there, you're not even allowed to answer in a short bracha like Shakon Yebed Varo, because when you interrupt in such a short bracha, there's no connection at all anymore for the bracha from the beginning to the end, and therefore you have to repeat that bracha. But here in a longer bracha, there still is that beginning and end, and as long as you interrupt at the very beginning or at the end, it would be acceptable. The Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, V'davka kishu amorin bi'atzmo. This is when you're saying the bracha yourself, because im shomea me'acher, you're hearing from somebody else who's trying to be motzio, to be yotze you, but who's talking time, and then you talk, then you're not able to be yotze because you didn't hear the bracha. The issue footnote number two brings down, when you didn't hear the essential part of the bracha, then you're not yotze. But the Bir HaLacha brings down that if you heard or missed only parts of the bracha that aren't essential, not the beginning Baruch Atah Hashem or the end Baruch Atah Hashem, but you missed some parts in the middle that are not ma'akev, so then you could in fact be yotze in that situation as well. However, you did hear, since you did hear the ikar essential parts of the bracha. The Mishneh Berurah then concludes and he says, we'll explain Amir Tzashem Mahalim B'kolecha B'mkomu, all the dinim in these other situations like Halim B'rachas Hamaz and Megillah in the right place. He then tells us to look in the Bir Halacha where he writes, the Kosabnu, the Kriya Shema Nochon Shiachzer Parshios Odapam Kishasoch B'mezid. If in the middle of Kriya Shema you interrupt it on purpose, so then it's proper to go back and recite the entire Parsha, Ki Yeshomim the Tzorach Lachzel Rosh, because there are those that say that you have to go back. So for the Mitzvah Darais of Kriya Shema, you should go back to the beginning of the Parsha and recite it again if you in fact talked on purpose. The Ramah then goes and adds, and he says, Hagah, v'yesh omrim dimhoyo onus. The Ramah says, there are those that say that if you were under extenuating circumstances, you were in onus. V'hivsik k'dei ligmor eskula, and you had a pause that was not under your control, that was long enough that you could have finished reading the entire Shema, then chozer l'rosh, and you do have to go back to the very beginning. And in fact, v'hochi nog, the Ramah says, this is in fact the halacha l'maisa. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes, the Eish Omrin, there are those that say that you pause long enough to complete the entire thing when it was an accident, then you have to go back. So he writes, Tamam, the reason for this is, the Bishlomo im lo ha'anus, if it was on purpose, not an accident, Shema Yerotza Yocholikro, since you were the one that did it. So you had the right, the option to go and correct it and stop interrupting then lo hevi hashasika vafilu hadibur hefsik. Then in that situation, because it was under your control, a pause or even a talking would not be considered an interruption. Avol ba'onus, if it's extenuating circumstances not under your control, chashiva hashia hefsik, then the interruption is considered a hefsik, kivin shelo ya'oz yochol likros, because you couldn't read at that time, it was outside of your control. Then he says, look in the Magen Avraham, who adds, shemei sik, the davkun ma'onus u'machme sho'ish in a roi, it's talking here about where the person himself was not capable of reading at that point, because let's say he had to go to the bathroom, that's why he stopped. Osha Mokum in a roy. Well, the place itself wasn't capable of having the Shema read in it. Kagon Shemotza Shem Tzoa. He saw there was some excrement over there, Omer Glaim, a urine over there, and he had to stop. The Hutzrach Lishos Achiosim. He couldn't go at that point further and read because it's not permitted to read. Avalona Sacher, but if there was some other extenuating circumstance, Kagon Machlis Listim, the robbers came up to him and he couldn't read because of the robbers. Gavna, something like that. Heavy commotion, sausak beratzon, that's considered as if he intentionally stopped the lo choshev hexa l'deazu. That's not considered an interruption that ruins it, according to this opinion. The davko b'kriyashma u'b'vichosel, this halach applies only to kriyashma and the brachas of kriyashma u'kihai gavna, or something like this. However, b'shmona esri, abo b'tfila, then you are required, chozel rosh afilu b'yonasach, even under other extenuating circumstances, you do have to go back to the beginning, as we'll learn in Mirtzah Shem and Simen Kuf Dalet. And he says, look there in the Mishnah Berurah as well, which Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down. He says, im himshich l'spala v'gomres tefilah, so if you did in fact conclude your davening, so he brings down over there in the Mishnah Berurah, shem hoya ones machmas sha'odim loya royal l'spala, if the reason that you stopped was because you weren't able to daven, kigon shenitzrach l'kova, for example, you have to go to the bathroom, so then you have to go back to the beginning of the tefillah. But if the onus because of robbers or something like that, so then ain't a chozel l'spala, you don't have to repeat the shmona esrei. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel writes, Kidei Ligmor, that if you could have finished the entire thing, then the Ramah said you have to go back. If you pause long enough to have finished the entire thing, what does it mean, finish the entire thing? Let's say you're on the last three words, so it takes you 2 seconds to finish the entire thing. So he says, no. Hainu mei rosh v'yatsof. This is the amount of time that it would take to go from the beginning to the end. Afilu omid besof. Even if you're at the end, you still have that 2 minutes that it would take you to say the whole thing. And Sivkat and Dalet, he writes, Chozer l'rosh, you have to go back. And Chozer l'inyan di'evid. This is all talking about b'di'evid. This whole in Sif is talking about after the fact. L'chatchila, lo yavsik, nobody should interrupt. L'shos k'dei ligmar kula, one shouldn't interrupt to finish off the entire Shema, to pause long enough, but certainly to talk. Apilu shalom machmasonis. Even if it's not under extenuating circumstances, one shouldn't interrupt. V'apilu b'shtika b'yama, even to pause alone. Even something that's a derabbanan, for example, could go on Birkas Kriyeshma, the brachas of Kriyeshma, or Hallel, or Megillah, or Chiyai Gavna, anything like this, one should not ever pause long enough. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting thing. The kol shekein de betvila yesh lizar ma'od b'zeh. In the Shmona Esrei, one should be very careful not to pause for a long period of time. Ki yeshem achmirim betvila afilu b'di'evid. That there are those that say that if you pause long enough to finish the entire Shmona Esrei, then even b'di'evid you're not good. You have to go back to the beginning. What does this mean? The Magen Avraham says that one should be careful if you're the chazin not to kvetch and sing so much in the brachos of kriyashma. You decide you want to do a rendition of Abba Rabba, the entire thing, pasuk by pasuk, with all of the different tunes and melodies that you can think of. And in this period of time, you could have finished off the entire thing. The entire congregation is sitting there, they're not allowed to talk, and they're just sitting there silently while you're singing. That's a problem. And therefore, the chazan should be very careful not to stretch it out so much that it could be a hefsik for all of the other people that are sitting there and they run into a problem. The issue footnote number 8 does point out that for the chazan himself, he brings down the name of Shlomo Zalman, that for him it's not considered a hefsik because he is singing, so therefore it's not considered a hefsik. And this leads us into the next statement that the Mishnah Berurah says, which is also phenomenal. He writes, V'nir Ali, the Mishnah Berurah says, it appears to me that Kol Shekein, the same thing applies if it did for the brachas of Kriyashma, which are only the Rabbanon, certainly you should apply the Eish Lizor, the Birchas Kohanim, Shumid Daraisa. The Birchas Kohanim, the Duchanim, when the Kohanim give us the bracha, that's a din daraisa, so they have to be very careful that they don't pause long enough that they could say the entire psukim of the Birchas Kohanim while the congregation says the various paragraphs, the different paragraphs that are customary in some places to say while the Kohanim are in between the brachos. Shelo yarichu as a kahal, the people in the audience, the congregation who is saying the various paragraphs, the amiras hatachanunim b'yes Birchas Kohanim, shayidei zeh shoskin ha-kohanim zman har b'yem tzabracha. The Kohanim say the bracha of Birchas Kohanim, and we're saying the Yiratzon, the Ribono Shel Olam, silently, and the Kohanim are waiting. Here they're talking about they're not singing the Nigun, but they're waiting to give us a chance to finish. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mach mazeh tov lasos kmo sharisi kosu b'shem agro. Says the Vilna Gaon says this, that don't say the last of the three, we say three paragraphs, the last one is a longer Yiratzon. So the Vilna Gaon said, say the Ribono Shel Olam three times. There are a number of reasons why he said that, but he said that you should say it three times after the first part of the Birchas Kohanim, the second part, and the third part. Don't say the different Yiratzon for the third part. Why? It apparently was in those days that the Kohanim stopped singing, but they didn't finish the bracha, and the people were still saying the Yiratzon, the long Yiratzon, and that's a problem of the hefsek for the Kohanim. The Kohanim have stopped singing, and the people are still saying the Ribono Shel Olam, the Yiratzon. And Rak Omdim Umamtin, and the Kohanim are standing there and waiting. Actually, Saimu Akol Amirasim. They hear the people still saying the Yiratzon, the long Yiratzon, the third one, and therefore the Kohanim don't finish off the bracha. They don't say the last word. And if they wait long enough, you could say the entire third bracha. So therefore, it's a problem, and therefore the Kohanim sing. That's why the Mefarshim bring down, and you can see this in Dershu footnote number 9, according to the Bir Halacha. In Simon Kuf Chav Ches, where they talk about Birchas Kohanim, she'efshar shegam zehu b'chal amiras ha-teva, that as long as the Kohanim are singing ay 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 and they haven't stopped, so that's still considered as if they're actually saying the words of the bracha, and that's not considered a hefsek. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'lanos Kaddish HaKadusha, to interrupt in these places that we've been talking about, to say Kaddish HaKadusha, that even if it takes you a long time to say that, Mutar L'Shal Safilu K'dei Ligmor Shkula, that you can wait till the entire Kaddish HaKadusha is done, that's not considered a hefsek. Brings down further the Masab of the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, brings down from this Sefer, the Davka Imhu Ome Besof Birka Semes V'yatziv, Tainu Etzel Shiru Chadosha. This applies, he says, when you're waiting by Emes V'yatziv, right before Shiru Chadosha, at the end of that bracha, as we learn in Simen Samach Vav. Avol Vadayin Lo Yigil Shiru Chadosha, if you're not up to there yet, Tov Yoser Sheyisha B'seirugim B'emsa Bracha Kamepom in Pachos B'gdeli Markula. It's not good to pause for a long period of time there. Pause for a little bit, then say some more words. Pause for a little bit, say some more words, because that's not a good break point until you reach the Shiru Chadosh at the end of the bracha of Emes V'yatziv. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hay writes, L'Rosh, you have to go back to the beginning. When do you go back? Hainu im hifsik b'kriyashma. We're talking about where you've stopped in the kriyashma long enough to pause for the entire reading of the kriyashma. Afilu im ahefsik ha-yurakidei ligmora kriyashma. It wasn't long enough for the brachas of kriyashma and the kriyashma, but just long enough for the kriyashma, then chozer l'rosh kriyashma. Then you do have to go back. In the brachas of kriyashma, however, lo yachzer l'rosh ha-bracha shepasach b'socha, you don't go back to the beginning of that bracha unless Elim Kein Shor Kedei Ligmor Mitchilas Birchas Yotzer or Agol Yisrael. Here in the brachas of Kriyat Shema, we give you a little bit more leeway. If it was enough to say that bracha alone, that doesn't make you go back. It's only if you pause long enough in the bracha that you could have said the entire Yotzer or until Gal Yisrael, the entire brachas of Kriyat Shema, both before and after, and the Kriyat Shema, then you have to go back. Then he tells you to look in the Bir Halacha, where he explains the Beyarnu, the Imhifzik, Bebrochas Kriyashma, Ben Brocha Lebrocha, in between the various brachas of the Kriyashma. If you paused over there, then Bechol Gabne Ein Sorech Lachzul Lavoroch B'diyevet. There, B'diyevet, if you paused in between the brachos of the brachas of Kriyashma, between Yotzer Or and Aver Abba, for example, then B'diyevet, even if you pause for a longer period of time, you don't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Avol b'kriyashma, in the kriyashma itself, im hifzik min parsha l'parsha, if you interrupt it in between the paragraph, or let's say, v'yahavta and v'hoyim shamoa, mach basonis, because of some sort of extenuating circumstances, v'shoa bo k'dei ligmo kol ha-parshos, and you did pause long enough that you could have read the entire kriyashma, then chozer l'rosh, then this din does apply, and you have to go back to the beginning, according to Rambam. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav writes, V'hochin Og, the Rambam says, this is the way we paskin. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein pasku achronim, this is the way we in fact paskin. And he says, V'hu adin b'tfilah, this is true in the Shemoneh Esrei, and in Hallel, and in Megillah, and in Birchas Kohanim, as we have explained already in the Bir HaLacha, and he says, look over there for more detail about this. We will wait till we get to each of those places to discuss those halachas in detail. Then the Rama continues and he writes, how do we define that the person has enough time to go and have read the entire Kriya Shema from the beginning to the end? So he says, "Umisharin, we determine, we estimate this amount of time in Yinashia, the amount of the pause, lefi hakore, according to that individual, the lo lefi rov bnei odom, and not like the majority of people, how long it might take them. But you look at that individual person, he's a fast reader, he's a slow reader. So you go by his personal amount of time and not by saying, well, the average person reads it in 1.2 minutes. And that's what we go by is the shir. But no, you look at that individual. If he reads it faster, then the shir is shorter. If he reads it slower, the shir is longer. And this is brought down in the name of the Rashba. And then the Rambam concludes and he says, V'cheinu l'kamen simen kuf dalet. And this halach is also brought down later on in simen kuf dalet. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin points out, this halacha is true, that you go by the speed of the person reading it, whether it's shorter or longer. So the Mishnah Berurah says, this is true, Bein Lahaka, Bein Lahakma. This could be a bit cooler for somebody who reads it very slowly, he has a longer period of time, or it could be a chumrah to a certain extent, if he's a very fast reader, and he has a very short pause to be able to read the entire Shema. So for him, the short pause is the shir. For the person who davens much more deliberately, so then he has a longer shir over here, that he won't have to go back and repeat it all. What happens, Dirsha footnote number 13 says, if sometimes he reads it fast, but now he's reading it slowly, or vice versa, he sometimes reads it very slowly, but now he's reading it very fast, so he brings down the name of Chaim Kanievsky in the Isha Yisrael, Shalachorah, it appears at first blush, Tzorich L'Shari Kamosha Koriata, you look at it for this time that he's reading it, how fast did he read it right now, and that's the shir that you use. However, he says, Nishar B'Tzorichi, and maybe that's not the right answer. This concludes today's shir.